Audio Renaissance presents The Crystal City by Orson Scott Card. Read for you by Stefan Rudnicki and M.E. Willis, with David Burney, Scott Brick, and Gabrielle DeCure.
Chapter 1. Nueva Barcelona. It seemed like everybody and his brother was in Nueva Barcelona these days. It was steamboats mostly that brought them. Even though the fog on the Mississippi made it so a white man couldn't cross the river to the west bank, the steamboats could make the trip up and down the channel, carrying goods and passengers, which was the same as saying they carried money and laid it into the laps of whoever happened to be running things at the river's mouth. These days, that meant the Spanish, officially anyway. They owned Nueva Barcelona, and it had their troops all over it. But the very presence of those troops said something. One thing it said was that the Spanish weren't so sure they could hold on to the city. It wasn't that many years since the place was called New Orleans, and there were still plenty of places in the city where you better speak French, or you couldn't find a bite to eat or a place to sleep. And if you spoke Spanish there, you might just wake up with your throat slit. It didn't surprise Alvin much to hear Spanish and French mingling on the docks. What surprised him was that practically everybody was talking English, usually with heavy accents, but it was English all the same. "Guess you learned all that Spanish for nothing, Arthur Stewart," said Alvin to the half-black boy who was pretending to be his slave. "Maybe so, maybe not," said Arthur Stewart. "Not like it cost me nothing to learn it." Which was true. It had been disconcerting to Alvin to realize how easily the boy had picked up Spanish from a Cuban slave.